and it's not a pretty picture.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets.
It's also important for the people of Iraq to know that in a democracy, everything is not perfect. Everything is not perfect.
And it made us sick to our stomachs.
Graphic photographs showing the torture and sexual abuse of Iraqi prisoners in a U.S.-run prison outside Baghdad emerged yesterday from a military inquiry which has left six soldiers facing a possible court-martial and a general under investigation.
Do I have a responsibility in this? Without question. But there's a lot of other people that have at least an equal responsibility or more.
U.S. military investigators discovered the photographs, which include images of a hooded prisoner with wires fixed to his body and nude inmates piled in a human pyramid. The pictures, which were obtained by an American TV network, also show a dog attacking a prisoner and other inmates being forced to simulate sex with each other. A military report into the Abu Ghraib case makes it clear that private contractors were supervising interrogations in the prison, which was notorious for torture and executions under Saddam Hussein. One civilian contractor was accused of raping a young male prisoner, but has not been charged because military law has no jurisdiction over him. This is the first time the privatization of interrogation and intelligence gathering has come to light. The investigation names two U.S. contractors, CACI International Incorporated and the Titan Corporation, for their involvement in Abu Ghraib.
I was sorry for the humiliation suffered by the Iraqi prisoners and the humiliation suffered by their families.
Across the Arab world, news of the abuse and humiliation of the Iraqi prisoners was met with disgust. In Cairo. Why are we letting them do this? This man shouts. Who is responsible?
You said you're going in for democracy. It's anything but democracy. There's truly no excuse for them to be in Iraq right now.
In Jerusalem.
These pictures will build up hate, will build up revenge.
And in Amman.
It is considered by the Jordanian public opinion as more or less as a war crime.
I've said today that there are a lot more photographs and videos that exist beyond notice. That's just a fact. And if they're sent to some news organization and taken out of the criminal prosecution channels that they're in, that's where we'll be. And it's not a pretty picture.
The number of disturbing photos coming out of Abu Ghraib continues to multiply. The latest picture, obtained by the New Yorker magazine, shows a dead inmate wrapped in cellophane and packed in ice. Another photograph showed an empty room at the Abu Ghraib prison, splattered with blood. On the streets of Baghdad, people are increasingly saying the U.S. occupation is the same as Saddam Hussein's brutal regime. There is no God but God, and America is the enemy of God, hundreds of families chant at the gates of Abu Ghraib.
More and more photographs of the torture victims in Iraq are surfacing all across the globe and in the U.S. mainstream media as the slaughter in Iraq continues at the hands of the U.S. occupiers. A car bomb detonated in Najaf today at the U.S. headquarters, killing five Iraqi civilians and one U.S. soldier. Another car bomb exploded in Baghdad, killing two U.S. soldiers late Wednesday night.
Series of simultaneous bombings in Baghdad.
It's the deadliest attack on U.S. troops in Iraq since the beginning of the war.
In our Listening Post series, the reports of prisoner abuse have only added more fuel to that Arab fire.
what happened was there's a 57-year-old Iraqi man named Sadiq Zoman who was detained by U.S. forces during a home raid. He was helped by them, transferred to Crete, and there, apparently, is where he was beaten, bludgeoned in the head. He was electrocuted. He had electric burns on his hands, and there are photos of this as well. He was whipped across the back and tortured so heavily that he slipped into a coma. So this happened while he was in detention. Then he was transferred to a U.S. Army field hospital where he was held for 12 days until they checked on him. It was obvious he was not going to recover, not going to pull out of his coma, and was then dispatched to a hospital in Crete with papers basically saying, well, he had a heart attack and a heat stroke. Even though he had the back of his head bludgeoned in, electrical burn marks in his hands, on his penis, whip marks across his back, one of his hands was broken, both of his thumbs were broken, and bruises all up and down his body. So he was then transferred down to Baghdad eventually once his family found him, and now he is in a coma in his home in the Al-Dour region of Baghdad. His wife and 9 daughters are trying to care for him, trying to deal with the expensive medicines he needs every month to stay alive. They've sold literally everything in their home to try to keep feeding him and buying the supplies and the medicines that he needs. The paperwork that they dropped him off with, I have a copy of the full medical report by the military doctor at that field hospital, and it basically said he had myocardial infarction, i.e. a heart attack, heat stroke, and then listed the fact that they had to put a tracheotomy in him and a gastrotomy. But basically the two top reasons they gave were a heart attack and heat stroke. It was at the 28th Combat Support Hospital, and the doctor's name is Michael C. Hodges. He's a lieutenant colonel in the medical corps. There.
Michael C. Hodges, a lieutenant colonel in the medical corps.
And it's not a pretty picture.
Rulers of the nations, as you fuss and fight over who owns this or that and who has the right to design, build, sell, and store and fire all the bombs and guns to defend your holy empire. There are children hungry, children sick and dying. There are mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers crying. They're only pawns in your play of power and corruption. Slowly starve them, your new weapon of mass destruction. And prove to me, America, that you care. And prove to me, America, you're aware. Who's dying for your freedom in this land? Who pays the cost for the liberties you demand?
I told him I was equally sorry that that people have been seeing those pictures, didn't understand the true nature and heart of America. I assured him, like, Americans like me didn't appreciate what we saw. And it made us sick to our stomachs.
In a democracy, everything is not perfect.